Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for August 6, 2026. Tesla's stock continues to face pressure, closing at $321.55 today, down 1.8%, following a brutal 26% plunge in July. The shares are now trading near the low end of their 52-week range and below the 200-day moving average. On the earnings front, Tesla reported record second-quarter revenue of $28.24 billion. Up 25.5% year-over-year, with 480,000 vehicles delivered. However, adjusted earnings per share came in at just 33 cents, missing analyst expectations by 38%. GAAP net income fell 5% to $1.11 billion. Operating margin compressed to just 1.4%, down from 4.1% a year prior, as operating expenses surged 47% to $4.35 billion. Driven by massive investments in AI infrastructure and R&D, free cash flow turned negative at $1.09 billion, and capital expenditure climbed 142% to $5.79 billion. Tesla expects capital spending to exceed $25 billion for the full year. On a more positive note, Tesla celebrated a major milestone on August 2, producing its 10 millionth electric vehicle at the Fremont factory. Meanwhile, the Robotaxi service has now logged over 380,000 miles of unsupervised operation across six cities with what Tesla calls an impeccable safety record, and weekly mileage growth is exceeding 10%. Full self-driving active subscriptions reached 1.48 million, a 56% increase year-over-year. Cybercab production has commenced at Gigafactory Texas, and Optimus humanoid robot manufacturing lines are being installed at Fremont. Looking at energy storage, Tesla is expanding with a new Megapack factory near Houston and plans to launch the next-generation Megapack 3 system later this year. Tesla's summer software update, version 2026.26, is also rolling out with new features and improvements. Despite near-term profitability concerns, Tesla remains heavily invested in AI and autonomous driving, with analysts speculating about potential synergies between Tesla and SpaceX. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.